Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're on the mad scramble this morning because our power was out yesterday, and I had to plug various. There's always one in the mix everywhere you go.
That's right.
Let me plug this in here real quick. All right, so
no problem here this morning. Not with that, anyway. Well,
shut up. All right, well, you're listening to Sovereign Minds. Good morning. My name is Mark Kent. I am your host once again. It is Sunday, October, and I left my glasses at home, too, by the way. What is it, the 27th?
It is the 27th.
I got my reading glasses.
I was going to say, don't let those glasses in front of your eyes fool you this morning. I'm just saying.
These are the wrong ones. These are the ones I can't see anything with.
And he drove here. Oh, watch out, everybody out there.
It is October 27th, 2019. Wow. Is that amazing or what? Crazy days indeed. So,
It's such a beautiful day in the neighborhood out there.
It's official. The world has gone completely bonkers. Wow. So where do we start, I guess, is the question. Let's get the stuff out of the A where you're listening to out of the way, housekeeping. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Shut up. And
what else did you leave at home? I'm just, you know.
There you have it. I oughta. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
I love that.
Good morning.
What a sexy voice.
Goofball.
She's such a happy girl in
She's a happy camper.
We don't. I have my tea, and Wynn made us coffee. It's going to be a good day.
Good day in the neighborhood. All yeah. Right.
Lovely. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this beauty wood. Could you be?
Did you forget your sweater, too?
Could you be? Could you possibly be my neighbor? No.
What about the purple suit?
I'm glad. Shit. So, moving right along, you can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com and struggle with trying to figure out how to make it work.
There's some weird things, people, so just hang in tight with it because it jumps all over on my computer. It does weird things. But.
Yeah. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can get friend me on Facebook at Mark Kent without the E, even though you can go to the other Facebook at Mark E. Kent, and I'm both. Or on Twitter.
Yes, he has a dual personality.
Shut up. I said that. Okay. Beware.
I am ready on that dump button today.
She better be. She's hovering over the dump button like a ninja warrior, a trained Shaolin priestess. Look at her. My God, she knows the crane technique.
I don't think the Shaolins accept females, do they?
They do in Kill Bill.
Okay, well, that's all that really matters. That's the accuracy of Tarantino.
That's it. You, what? Are you questioning me? Hold on. Anyway, You can go to Twitter, too, Sovereign Minds at Tea Party Tatanka, or Marky Kent at Got Tea. Where we go one, we go all. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Reading Patriot meeting every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. I think they're having a movie this tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. It's a
scary movie?
No. It's
Death of a Nation, I believe.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Sorry. I kind of lost it there for a minute.
Maybe I should play some creepy organ music.
Maybe.
I have some. Let me see. Can I get it? No, maybe not. Yeah, it'll take time. I got the Bee Gees. Hold on. Here it comes. We'll set this up for later. I better stop it because it's going to go creepy on us. It takes a while to load everything. What the heck's going on? Here we go. Is it creepy organ music yet? Oh,
nope.
I don't have any sound yet. That's
there
we
there
go.
It is.
We got a sound check. Sound check. Thank you.
He's working.
She was in there working away.
She is the best. Okay, so with that said, where should we begin? Gosh, I've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We got Dale Ball in the second hour.
We do.
And we need to talk about that. I think we got someone trolling the chat room, or not. I don't know if trolling is the correct phrase, but questioning things.
I'm not sure they know what they're questioning.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know either. I did get the information on the trailer that's coming out for the documentary on Picon that was involved in the lawsuit that we all were a part of. And I went back to Tennessee in Nashville, and when we were there, we filmed a documentary that's going to be coming out with the ACLJ. It's finished.
And it's real.
And it's real. So, anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know, that if you're donating to Picon, it is a separate 501c3 from the state of Jefferson. The state of Jefferson is a 501c4. They are two distinct separate entities, but
yes,
they work in conjunction with each other to help each other because they have some of the same shared goals, which is, having representation would be one of them, having the state authorities actually follow the Constitution, things like that. So, anyway, just to clear that up, and I won't go too much farther with that.
Well, and I just want to say, that it is all public record.
Right.
For the donors, if they want to know the information about who's giving or what each one is doing, whether it's Picon or SOJ.
Yeah,
so
Picon does other things besides SOJ.
Yeah.
But it
is all public record, and if they need more information or would like more information, they need to send it in writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
And I've got a couple of video clips here of things that we want to listen to. One is the a lot of talk this week about the criminal, the investigation going criminal with Barr and Dunham.
Oh, yeah,
Durham.
Yeah.
And so that's some big stuff on the chart. And, it's official. The world has just gone completely freaking nuts. And we know for a fact that we've been talking about this for a long time, about the fact that this whole Russia hoax really leads back to the DNC and somebody whacking Seth Rich. What are you over there doing?
Nothing. I was laughing. I was going to cough. Okay. I mean, I was just laughing about that.
So anyway, we've got some big news coming down the pipe on that front, but it's a crazy deal. And I think there's two things we need to listen to. This one is from Lori Ingram's show. It's about 3-minute clip. And then the next one is Judge Judy's open. Not Judge Judy, Judge Jeanine. Yeah, this isn't the People's Court, although it might be soon. According to everything that's going on, I mean, it's getting kind of sticky down there. These people are getting kind of nervous, and this first one has a clip of James Clapper. Nothing to see here. Okay, so I'm ready to play it. Should we go to a break and come back?
Maybe we should go to a break and come back, and then that way we can just go through the whole thing all at once.
That'll work.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As many members of mainline Christian denominations are now identifying as unaffiliated, many are celebrating the replacement of God worship with state worship. But folks, only 3% of Americans actually identify as atheist, while evangelical churches are growing.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Ghetto, getting more.
It's getting more stuff.
That was war. This should be California is a ghetto. Yeah, it's getting worse all the time. I got to talk a little bit about this. This has been bugging me. I've been thinking about this for weeks, about this next election coming up for District 1 between Audrey, not Audrey, but Elizabeth Betancourt and Megan Dolly. And you know something? I think I'm going to sit this one out. You know, I mean, I'm tired of the hold your nose and vote for the Republican no matter what because he's a Republican and he's not a Democrat, when I think that they've offered up the rhino thing too many times. And, you know, the argument is, well, once you get a Democrat in there, it'll never happen again. We'll never have it. We'll lose the seat forever. Just like Obama, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that Obama was the best thing that ever happened to us because finally people started waking up because they had to realize that the people that we've been electing have been working in conjunction in cahoots with the Democrats.
And I have a hard time with that voting for the lesser of two evils. Evil is evil.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, and if they're going to rig the elections to where it's nothing but the good old boy club, I just as soon not vote. I just as soon get the Democrat in there and get the suffering. Let's get it on.
At least you know you're going to suffer.
Let's get it over with.
Where they're going.
Let's have enough people suffer to where they get fed up. And that's kind of what's starting to happen. That's why we got a recall going. Why did Obama? I mean, look what happened with Trump. Obama got in there. It's the end of the world until Trump got elected because people woke up because they started going, wait a minute, this is out of control. And there's got to be enough people that wake up to say this is out of control. And are we going to keep doing that by pretending that we have a conservative in our midst? No. I think you're going to wake up when you realize that, you have to suffer and quit pretending that she's a constitutional conservative.
And you get double trouble.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if Megan got elected, you got double trouble. You got one on each side of the aisle.
I'm not saying I don't like my choices.
I don't like Elizabeth Clinton at all.
I'm not going to keep holding my nose while the Republican Party and the Republican Central Committee here keeps rigging everything so that a real candidate like Patrick Jones can't get in there because there's too much outside money and too much outside influence.
Yeah,
that's how it works. So I guess we suffer. I guess there's purity in suffering, in my opinion. But moving right along, starting from here, what we have here is this a clip from Laura Ingraham. And I'm just going to play it, and then we'll talk about it. So here we go. Are we ready? I think we're ready.
The announcement that U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation is now a criminal probe has made a lot of folks nervous in this town. And they're all the same intel and media collaborators who spread the phony collusion narrative from the start. Minutes after seeing the news, former Obama Director of National Intelligence James Clapper appeared on television. And was it just me, or did he seem to struggle to get out the right words?
Well, I'm very curious, since presumably I guess I'm one of those under investigation. I found the timing interesting, given the increasing heat around the impeachment inquiry.
Do you have any idea what they might think may rise to the level of a criminal offense?
No, I don't. That's obviously an item of great interest to me.
Past the depends. All right, for his part, former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe on CNN, sought to shift the focus of the convo.
There appears to be, within the administration, both from the president and now possibly with the attorney general as well, an underlying lack of trust. And if those...
Okay, I gotta stop it there. An underlying lack of trust. In these guys? Are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me?
I can't believe that stuff just spews out of their mouth.
Have a fake FISA warrant so we can get near, on Carter Page so that he can then do the one-step thing to get to Trump to spy on him. And all this stuff is maliciously made up. There is no facts. There is no Russian collusion. Nothing going on there. And they're trying to overturn an election, a soft coup on the president, and we're supposed to trust them? I mean, CNN. Really? Trust CNN? I mean, it's unfreaking believable, but we shall keep going.
Decision makers are not convinced, because it suggests that they are not taking the Russian threat to the 2020 elections as seriously as they should.
What Russian threat? There is no Russian threat. It's laughable. It's a freaking joke.
They made it up.
They made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
They're not taking it seriously. They're not trusting us anymore. And by golly, we might have criminal charges against us all. And so, we need to impeach this guy right away.
It's like they might really find out the truth.
And so do you think these guys might be sweating a little bit? I mean, do you think Shifty Shift might be, having a couple of nightmares in the middle of the night thinking about who's going to be the mommy or the daddy when he gets to the federal pen? Just saying, moving right along.
We made the obvious and rational decision to investigate.
Well, remember, McCabe is the guy who himself is under criminal investigation and is suing the DOJ in desperation. Perhaps. perhaps McCabe or CNN's Jim Sciutto, or is it Sciutto, himself a former Obama national security official, might have thought about disclosing that in the conversation. And finally, did MSNBC hire Alex Jones?
This bizarro world treasure hunt.
Now, just so you know, this is April Maddow. I mean, this lady is a complete piece of work. And do you think maybe there could be some criminal charges for these guys for not doing their homework, not being journalists, you know, misrepresenting all of the facts, not doing any due diligence, and towing the mark for the Democratic Party and actually participating in a soft coup? Oh, I don't know. But maybe we'll find
for
out.
For dirt on our own intelligence services to try to set up Russia's interference in our election as a false flag operation, according to this conspiracy.
It wasn't a false flag operation, was it? And these guys didn't collude. They didn't conspire. There's no conspiracy. There's no payoff to the Clinton Foundation. There's no quid pro quo Biden admitting on camera. These guys are in desperate straits. And if they don't get prosecuted, then we are in real trouble. But let's see what happens.
Seriously, Russia didn't do that. Russia didn't intervene. What actually happened is that it was the Obama administration that was setting this all up as a frame job.
Wow. Now, that's not the truth, is it? Yeah, this couldn't go all the way to the Obama administration, who thought they were untouchable and could do anything they wanted, and they had total control of everything, until a miracle happened and Donald Trump got elected. Wow. Let's go on.
I actually felt bad for the folks over the other networks last night. I mean, it came late. The news came late. They didn't have time to fully process it, marinate in it. Some tinfoil hats might have been on a little too tight. Well, these same people spent 2 years, of course, promoting the Russia hoax, and they hyped every detail of the Mueller probe while claiming it wasn't politically motivated. And instead of embracing an investigation by a highly respected attorney, well, they're just lashing out. They're trying to discredit Durham, of all people, who's as bipartisan accolades for him, but not any longer. Well, and he has to finish his work. The announcement.
Yeah, he has to finish his work. Interesting stuff. And now they're starting to point right straight at the Obama administration because is that the truth? See, the whole thing is it's not whether you have a truth or I have a truth or your truth or my truth. What is the truth? That's the question. The truth is, did Obama initiate a spy on his opponent originally when during the campaign and after he was elected, spy on the opposition? Did they try to get rid of him through a salacious dossier? What? I mean, and these people, you know, lie about everything. They will twist anything to stay in power. And these paid shills, these tinfoil hat blackout artists at CNN, MSLSD, name your, pick your poison, are all the same guys, run by the same people, with the same narrative. And this is just all a big coinkydink, right? Because there's no such thing as, you know, somebody, I don't know, trying to take over our government through the media and our colleges and anything like that. That just couldn't happen by spreading disinformation and propaganda. No, just not even going to happen. So yeah. So and it's just all a big. It's just like an explosion in the print room, and we created a dictionary. It's a Big Bang Theory, right? With that, maybe we should go to a break, and then we'll come back with
all
the
right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
To go, oh no, you made your choice. what is happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right. Everyone concerned, even if it's me, if it means just me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy.
Sovereign, there we go. I have to turn it up. Turn up the volume. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Little Tower of Power there. I haven't heard that one for a while. I like it.
Well, that's an old one.
That's an oldie. We went a little.
I imagine a lot of people are thinking that way as they're trying to decide whether to stay in California or to go.
No question about it. I mean, it is. California is turning into a beep hole. Just in case, I just reused there, Ashley.
I'm watching.
I know. I like it. I do a little dance and some break dance things, but yeah, never mind. Just for you.
Eventually, we will be getting video live stream. And then we can call you on it.
That's what I was thinking too. Remember that old show? It was the Lancelot Link and Chongo. I can't remember the name of the show. It was when we were like 7 years old. Okay, so with that said, here's Judge Jeanine. And we have the chat room going off.
I don't know how to make it so it doesn't make the sound when I'm typing in the chat room and posting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm busy in the chat room. Sorry.
Yeah, it's. I'm not going to comment on what's going on there too much. If you want to go see, go look for yourself. It's kind of a little bit disingenuous to me. It looks like somebody's trying to troll the room and supposed to help solve a problem. But with that said, let me go to Judge Jeanine and let's talk about this. Is her opening statement. And it kind of goes to what we're with this investigation. So with that, here we go. Judge Jeanine.
We have watched for years as radicals attempt multiple takedowns of the president. Each takedown was part of a political agenda, not an agenda of truth and justice. Stake. Justice always prevails. This week, the Department of Justice has opened a criminal investigation into the Russia collusion of the Obama administration, essentially investigating the the ones who decided to open a counterintelligence investigation and then seek secret warrants on an American citizen to ultimately spy on the campaign of Donald Trump. You know the story. But this criminal investigation is different from the IG report, which we expect to finally see with, quote, few redactions. Although the IG's report may indeed provide a blueprint of what there is no official consequence to the report. John Durham, the United States attorney in Connecticut running the investigation for the Justice Department, is widely respected on both sides of the aisle, having worked under President Obama and now Trump. He's not a politician in his blood. He's a truth seeker, pure and with an expertise in intelligence investigations. He is the ultimate lawman, proud fear or favor. Compare him to Andrew Weissman, the prosecutor thug under Mueller. Career prosecutions are riddled with ethics violations that even the Supreme Court has condemned. Now, let's say the president is wrong to use his own Department of Justice to go after his political enemies. Consider this. One, a FISA warrant was issued and three times. The person against whom it was issued is around, never arrested. So if there was nothing, why did the FBI and the Department of Justice choose Carter Page to go after an innocent person? And then same warrant times, which requires by law additional evidence. Obviously, there was no additional evidence. Number two, the Mueller investigation, completely staffed by the most biased Trump-hating ideologues out there, enormous money, and went on for 2.5 years, involving the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the DNI, and the Obama White House, in an effort to convict the President of the United States of collusion. They came up with nothing. And let me tell you, let me remind you, they lied to us for years about how our president was a Russian asset and that they had evidence. The opposite. Cash from Russia was Russians. Secrets from America were running from Obama to Putin. Missile defense systems disabled so Russia could attack Ukraine. John, James Comey, James Clapper, all of them worked hard to promote the alleged treasonous, poisonous between Trump and Putin. And now we're witnessing number three. The resistance continues in their radical star chamber to attempt to impeach the president in violation not only of the House rules, which require that an investigation be conducted in a fair, impartial, and bipartisan or nonpartisan basis with the power to authorize subpoenas and other compulsory process is committed by this resolution in the first instance to the chairman and the ranking minority member acting jointly. That's not the case here. They clearly anticipated a joint, fair, and impartial effort to garner evidence. But these radicals don't care about justice. In their desperate attempt to seize power, they want Donald Trump gone at any cost because they know their clown car of Democrats can't possibly defeat the man who is delivering historic metrics for this country. And so in secret, behind their closed doors, they leak what they can to destroy the president. This is not an impeachment. It's their third attempt at a coup. But the difference now, John Durham and Bill Barr are on the case. So, folks, grab your popcorn, junior mints, or whatever makes you happy, The real show is about to begin. Multiple criminal leak investigations are underway. The FISA warrants are being scrutinized. The investigation that Peter Strzok tried so hard to avoid is beginning. And the IG report, expected to be damning to Comey's FBI and Lynch's DOJ, will be out soon. Then it's showtime for Obama and Brennan, Clapper, Lynch, Rice, Strzok, McCabe, and the whole Cardinal Comey crime family, who devoted themselves not only to obstructing the will of the American people, but also the very foundation of justice in this great nation. God help the real conspirators in this case, because in the end, justice always wins.
I thought that was a pretty powerful speech, and I haven't heard anybody really putting the truth down to going back to Obama. That seems to be that's starting to come out. And let's just keep our fingers crossed, because you know something? If something doesn't happen, we're in real trouble. I mean, really, we really are. And I'm just
hopeful that there's stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of yet, just like some of the other things that's going on with Donald Trump. And
well, we have to wait and see. You know? Because, you know, I don't trust any of the politicians at all, and I'm not a Trump sycophant by any stretch of the imagination. But thank you.
And I do know Judicial Watch is all over a lot of this stuff. You know, they're real busy doing some stuff.
Something is coming down the pipe, and we have to restore the rule of law at every level of our government, and not this, you know, speaking of District 1, not this politics of personality crap that we've been getting. Oh, we got to vote and hold our nose because they're a Republican and she's a nice person. No, I mean, this politics of personality crap has got to stop. I want somebody who is, number one, going to follow the law, who's going to stay inside the rules of the Constitution, is not going to be stabbing us in the back. And we still have some things to talk about with Trump as well at the upper levels because, you know, despite what everybody's saying, we're in real trouble financially. You know, the trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt is a real problem that's coming home to roost. Why are they bailing out the banks and the overnight repo rate? Why did they just continue permanently QE? You know, this is all the stuff that happened right before the big collapse of 2008. We've got real problems. Now, is Trump going to step up to the plate at some point and do a reset? I don't know. But I guess we have to start someplace, and we have to start getting back somewhere.
Well, we have to have some kind of reset, I would think, because we can't keep going the path that we're going. Now, what that means exactly, I'm not sure when we say reset, but something definitely has to change because of the road that we're going. I mean, we're almost to the cliff now, guys, you know.
I think we're over the cliff
already.
Well,
we might be already over.
I think it's like, how hard do we hit the bottom, I think, is the question. So,
how high do we have to go?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just nuts. So,
but at the local level to that election, I would like our elections to be by the people, not how much money you have and how much backing you have and influence by money would be nice.
Well,
just saying.
You know, I mean, so that's going to get a lot of flack from a lot of Republicans that I'm that's the way I'm going to do. I'm not saying anybody else do anything they want. Do whatever you want. Do whatever your conscience tells you. But for me, I'm not going to vote for a rhino. I mean, I'm not going to do it anymore. I mean, if you want to win the elections, you can keep voting these rhinos in, fine. Otherwise, the other choice is to have a Democrat in here who's going to completely do a number on our district, just like the Democrats down in Sacramento. And, you know, the idea that you're going to keep holding your nose and getting what you want is insanity. It's just like holding our nose at the federal level and getting a McCain or a Romney. All it does is make the process go a little slower, but we're all going on the same training to the same place.
True.
I'd rather see it start to speed up because at least the passengers will start to notice that something's wrong. The train's out of control.
Yeah. The trees are going by too fast.
Yeah, as opposed to, wow, everything's kind of beautiful now. I'm hiking today and I'm playing baseball. And I don't – political? I can't get political because I'm comfortable.
it won't affect me.
Or
it's affecting everybody else, but it'll never affect me.
Or I'm an R, you're an R, we're all an R together. No.
No, I'm not. All right. I don't want to be. We're going to have to go to a break, but she's on the phone. So,
I don't know. There's a bunch of crap going on. The lights are turned out at the house out there.
I have electricity. I don't know why, but I am lucky, and I'm.
I think they're
sorry to hear there's so many people that are out. And with that, we're going to go to a break. Nick, hang on the phone, and we will get you on the other side of this break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Oh, don't give up your day job.
Never mind.
Hey, you got to say.
You turned the mic on me. What can I say? You know. I was just,
That's good driving stuff there.
That
you want to get down and boogie.
Little Santana.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to call and say I agree with you not voting for any of these Rhino Republicans and the Democrats. And we really don't have two parties. We've got one party, and their goal is the One World Order, Agenda 21, whatever you want to call it. They are smarter than us. They don't believe in God, and they'll do anything to get power, and that includes ruin our country, bring us down to third world nations levels, bring them people up, make it all one world, and they're the boss.
So they're either a part of that or they're rubes to it. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it.
That's absolutely true.
They just keep going along with the program because they think that being nice and reaching across the aisle is going to get it done. Go ahead.
Well, like I say, I think the way to start straighten this out is to start at the local level and get to know our candidates.
I agree.
I agree with that, too.
Everybody's lazy about it. They don't want to get involved. It takes time. I got to show up for the meetings.
Not just that either. They're worried about retribution. You know, you stand up and shoot your big mouth off the way I have against Modi, and they're worried about, maybe the sheriff's coming down on them or the police don't like it or you're rubbing somebody the wrong way. Let me tell you about something that rubbed me the wrong way the other day. I went to Transparent California, and I clicked on Redding. We now have a city employee, total compensation made over $400,000 last year.
Wow.
Who would that be?
I don't have it clicked up. There was something like 23 or 25 of them that made over $300,000.
Oh, nothing to see here. The rest of us are out here trying
That's the only way we get good people. Isn't that what the city council said? That's the only way we can get reliable, truthful people is we have to pay more for them.
You know, and Mitt Romney and Murkowski, and I think the other gal is Susan Green, they're doing everything they can to disrupt Trump. And, look what John McCain did. These people, they don't believe in God. They know what's best for us. If you get in our way, we're going to bulldoze right over the top of you. And I agree with you. Seth Rich is going to be an eye-opener if that comes out.
Well, I think it's going to come out. I think that we already know. We've been talking, 3-4 years now we've been talking about this? Whatever it is, 2 years? I don't know. It started it's 19. So, it started in 15, on the run-up to the election.
Well, give them credit. They've covered it up and let it go for quite a while. That's quite a joke. If it was something here in Reading, one of us had knocked somebody in the head, we'd have been in jail in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's part of the issue. So, the real deal is that we need to see the truth. We need to see where the orders came from. This goes all the way to the top. And, when it's becoming more and more apparent that the orders came from somebody at the top. And there's murder involved. And there's treason involved. And there's graft and corruption involved. And there's so much of it.
I was going to say, there's so many criminal things that's involved in this whole thing.
They had a big operation going at the highest level.
Well, I understand your protest about sitting out the election. But I don't agree with that because you're just letting them have your way. Maybe we need to vote for the lesser of the two evils and work at getting somebody in office that can make a difference. And I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm going to call you. I've got some questions for Dale. Have a great day for the next half hour.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nick.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. On the voting thing? I think we need to be working on getting somebody else in there anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
We should have been doing that as soon as somebody like Patrick Jones didn't make the primary.
I still think that was rigged over there at the I was there at the meeting. Eight people did decline to state or decline to vote endorsing the candidate, which is complete crap. That's what their whole job is. So they rigged it. Everything was rigged. They should have endorsed at least voted to endorse whoever they were going to endorse instead of not declining to vote. What kind of crap is that? And so it was rigged. And It's across the board like that. Yeah, I mean, you know, and so I think that there's purity in suffering. I mean, I think you have to suffer before you understand, you know, what is the problem and the truthfulness of it. You know,
and the seriousness.
Okay, everybody wants to be Marxist until they're all poor in the streets and completely impoverished and because the giveaways no longer give anybody anything because there's nothing to give away anymore.
And we're not far from that.
Well, look what's happening in California. That's a microcosm of their Marxist state. And then they, you know, get all blindsided with stupidity of, capitalism sucks. Look what's going on in the state. Yeah, except we're not following capitalism. We haven't been doing that for like 40 years. We've been following your Marxist crap. Wake up, you idiot. So, you know, you just get tired of it. And then it's like if it's free or I can, not have
it's
to work.
A good thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like really right? Go on. Healthcare's a right, food's a right. Go on a desert island and do nothing and see if healthcare and food are a right. Yeah.
And with that, we got a caller. Good morning, Terry. We only have a couple minutes before the top of the hour. What you got for us?
Well, actually, you have about 4 minutes. You don't have to take it right at the top of the hour.
Oh, please take it at the top of the hour.
Joking.
I get in trouble.
Okay.
We don't want to get Ashley in trouble.
You got 4 minutes, Terry.
I'm sorry. We got four minutes. Let's go.
I don't need 4 minutes. Anyway, I just wanted to say very quickly that, you know, first of all, we have people in this town that are making a gob of money. People that are, the unfunded liability is crazy. When Tom Basinko, and it was, in fact, I asked him if he was moving to Idaho, if he was going to be Idaho Tom, when he was on the radio the other day, he said, well, you know, a lot of people are moving out of state, and the reason they're moving is because it's cheaper for your retirement there. Well, if he retires on $250,000 a year, you can't live on $4,000 a week in Reading. Is that the deal? I guess it's hard to live on $4,000 a week in Reading. You know, the other thing is, too, is that with this tax thing that's coming up, and I know that Dale will address this, they have an oversight committee of people who are not elected officials and people who are not responsible for the money. But it's an oversight, a citizen oversight committee, which is a bunch of BS because they have no jurisdiction. They have no power. If the Board of Supervisors wants to spend the money on a new ice cream parlor for the probation department, they can do it. They don't have any power. It's just a bunch of fluff. Nobody knows where the money's going. One side tells you that it's discretionary spending. The other side says it's earmarked. The other side says, well, you know, this money is being used right now for recreation. Well, no, it's not being used for recreation. It's in the general fund. And so you have all these different sides, whether it be the Board of Supervisors or the City Council. No one knows where the money's going. Dale Ball will address that AB 109 money because we found $1,500,000 that probation has been sitting on. Wow. And that was just this year. So I think a forensic audit of all those different facets of our county and our city needs to be done, and I think we need to insist on it.
Well, I mean, that's, the thing is that they've got plenty of money. It's just how they're spending it. There's no question about it. I mean, they keep wanting to raise our taxes. Well, yeah, if I keep giving myself a raise every year, then I got to keep raising your taxes so that I can keep getting a raise every year.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, can you imagine Basinko saying something like that? That's insane. I mean, think about that. Oh, no wonder people are moving out of state. You want to make sure you can live on your retirement. What, the retirement you're getting? The retirement Larry Lease is getting? The retirement that all these different people that are leaving both the city and the county, the money they're making. What about Modi? Good gravy.
Who the ho?
Anyway, I'm in.
Who the ho?
We're at the top of the hour. She's going to cut us off,
yep.
Terry. And
No problem.
Stay tuned because we've got Del Ball in the studio when we return. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. One of the world's most wanted terrorists has been killed.
Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead.
President Trump addressing the nation from the White House this morning.
The United States has been searching for Baghdadi for many years. Capturing or killing Baghdadi has been the top national security priority of my administration.
No U.S. personnel were killed in the special forces raid that led to the explosion that took the life of the ISIS leader in a small village in Syria this weekend. He kept a low public profile in recent years, releasing only sporadic audio recordings. In one released last month, he called on ISIS to do all it could to free detainees in jails and prisons. About 180,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate towns near a 40-square-mile fire in Northern California's Sonoma County. A wider area includes people being told to get ready to leave at a moment's notice. Pacific Gas and Electric has started shutting off power to 38 affected counties. The National Weather Service says some wind gusts today could get up to 75 miles per hour, what it calls a historic wind event. UK police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic human beings in connection with 39 deaths in the back of the truck he was driving last week in southeastern England. The driver was the first of those arrested to be charged in what's seen as one of the UK's biggest cases of human trafficking. Four others have been arrested in the case. 2 days of violent anti-government rallies in Baghdad and southern Iraqi cities have left at least 69 people dead, 2,500 or more injured. Protests have resumed in Iraq after a wave of them earlier this month were violently put down by the government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, there are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Tesla has posted a surprising profit of $143 million in its latest quarter.
The figure raises hopes the electric car pioneer may finally be turning the corner after posting mostly losses during its first decade as a publicly held company. The positive results came after Tesla lost $1.1 billion during the first half of the year. That had caused many investors to lose faith in the company, even as it boosted sales of its vehicles. Doubts about Tesla forced its stock to fall by 23% so far this year, while the bellwether Standard & Poor's 500 index has climbed 20% so far. But Tesla's shares recovered much of those losses after its third quarter numbers came out, soaring by more than 18%. Jeremy House reporting.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Barcelona today to protest the separatist movement in the northeastern Catalonian region. It's created a political crisis. News and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook introduces a new feature on its mobile app.
News tab will display headlines and nothing else from the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, Business Insider, NBC, USA Today, and the LA Times, among others. Breitbart, a conservative news outlet that's been accused of running racist stories, will also be part of the news tab, as will local stories from several of the largest U.S. cities with headlines from smaller towns soon to follow. Facebook hopes to have 20 to 30 million people in the U.S. using the news section over the next couple of years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 27th. It's the 300th day of 2019. There are 65 days left in this year. On this date in history, 1787, the first of the Federalist Papers were published. And on this date in 1947, You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz show starring Groucho Marx, premiered on ABC Radio. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Great state of California, where we mandate that you own an electric car and then we shut your power off. Just saying.
No surprise.
Slipping into darkness. Hey, yeah. Let me go get in my electric car.
Yeah, what about the windmills? Yeah.
Yeah.
That works well. It's working well for everybody, right?
Well, with that said, and that's a deep subject. We have our guest in the studio with us, Dale Ball, who is running for District
2.
I knew that.
Yes. Good morning, Northern California.
We appreciate you coming in.
I don't know if we are we sure it's morning because the lights are on now. And hold on a second. Wait. Never mind.
Well, hopefully, hopefully everybody's got good batteries in their transistor radios out there in the county.
Yeah,
it's all dark.
It's just going to be routine. Hey, rolling blackouts, who cares? You know, it doesn't matter. It's like my neighbors, they're all like, wow, do you got a generator? Yeah, I've had one for like 25 years. I just think art to sort of, hold on, my phone's ringing, but let me see if I can turn the sound down here.
Yeah, but what kind of world do we live in that we have to get generators and everything, worry about PG&E join?
And then
I was
reading on some chat room, and it's like, ridiculous that we should have to go buy a generator to have power.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous if you think you can depend on all these guys to take care of you.
Exactly. The great state of California has become the number one generator salesman of the year.
The number one gun sales as soon as Obama got it. I mean, that's ring there's purity because clarity starts to happen when you suffer a little bit. When you are cold, you don't have any heat, you can't turn on the lights, and you don't have a generator, you start to realize maybe you need to take care of yourself.
Oh, I can't just go take it from my neighbor?
Well, you could try.
That's what I did during Snowmageddon. I threw my extension cord over the and my neighbor plugged it into his generator.
Well, yeah, but that was with mutual agreement, I would assume, you know. It's like I'm charging my phone right now on KCNR's power. because I have to have a phone that actually works.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option. I'd have brought all my stuff down here and charged it up.
There's multiple outlets down here. I'm charging everything up, my computer, my phone. I've got a little battery pack. I mean,
thanks, Carl and Linda.
I know. I should send them a present or something. They're really great people. They've been taking care of us down here. And so this platform and, you know, to actually locally, state, federal, you know, we pretty much cover the whole gamut. But, you know, now we're talking about local issues with for District 2 and against Who are we running against?
Leonard.
Well, Leonard Modi would be the incumbent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's seen him much, but
imagine that for the golf course lately.
Who's what's his name again?
I have to stop and think because I have names that I probably can't say on the air about him.
Oh. Okay. I guess I'm not going to get my creepy organ music. Okay. So who are you running against? Thank you.
There you go.
Leonard Modi. Yeah. And I, like Dick says, you know, gee, as any, can it, have we got a winner of the contest of anybody that can name anything that Leonard Modi has accomplished? And how long has he been there?
11 years.
11 years. And I, has anybody come up with any?
Not that I've heard of.
I'll even double the ante. I will double Nick's offer of $25 to $50. If someone can come up with a legitimate, I've accomplished this, I will
something good he's accomplished.
That
he,
yeah, something that was actually for the good of the people, yeah, in the district.
I don't know, not seeing much, but then you look at somebody like Joe, who for a year, and look at all the positive solutions and things he's moving forward. I think it just shows what some new leadership can do.
Now let's just keep voting the same guys in because he's a union guy.
Yeah.
No, that's not working in the city, the county, the state, in Congress, anywhere. I think there should be term limits.
Well, that's why I think that the suffering when the pensions go belly up because the market tanks, because we are so far in debt with all of this crap that they can't be paid, maybe they will get a freaking clue about, you know, not just voting the union party line. Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point here in, well, California, we got to get these pensions under control. You know, at the county level, we need to look at 401k type of investments and getting out of this CalPERS.
Here's the thing. This all started when defined benefits to defined contributions.
Yep.
I'm sorry, from defined contributions to defined benefits. Or vice versa. I can never remember. It's the power or the money? The money or the power? But the real deal is that you didn't state what your benefits were going to be. You state what your contributions were going to be.
Yes.
And by doing that, if you had a bad market, you could lower your contributions because you had to stay within the means of reality. Or you could just promise 8% based on nothing more than, hey, we want to promise something to the unions because we're great guys and you need to keep voting for us. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But that's what has happened.
It has. And you know, I just saw online a nice ranking of where different cities rank within the union system, within the, you know, pension obligation problem. And the city of Redding's not looking good. No. City of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, they were both in green on the map. They're not that bad off. So that's what I get so mad is here locally, our county and our city officials, all they want to do is just blame the state of California on everything. Blame CalPERS on everything. Well, no, it was their lack of forward thinking and lack
vision
of getting out in front of these problems, so they weren't as bad as they need to be.
Well, you know, that's...
Yeah, back when, they said that they didn't see a problem, that there was no problem with it.
Exactly, and just like we've been told, I think Nick's brought this up on there before, that, you know, Leonard thinks we have enough jail beds, and we don't. We need jail beds to keep people accountable.
Well, I think you're seeing what's happening in the state starting with the worm turning with this recall of Governor Newsom, for example. I mean, the real deal is people have had enough of this crap. The guy lied about his, you know, told he was going to do this, he did that. In fact, I posted it. I'll try to bring it up here so we can look at it. You know, how much crap this idiot has caused since he's been in office, how many lies he's told, how many problems that he's caused. And, you know, it's at every level. If we look at the city of Redding, I mean, the real deal is, you know, another example would be the red light guys. I mean, that is just a moneymaker for these guys, based on what? You know, a foreign company, you know, based in Australia, operating out of, you know, Arizona, you know, what good, is that for the benefit of the people, or is it just another cash cow that these guys can keep?
How much money that takes out of our local economy to somewhere else? I mean, that's fine if somebody's going to run a red light and that money goes to our local court. It goes to our local...
They don't even know where it goes.
I was going to say, again, we're not accounting for the money. Just like on when you're talking about the jail beds. They have money in some of the departments, from my understanding, like probation.
Well, probation gets the lion's shares of the AB 109 money, which is designed to take care of the AB 109ers. And we need those programs. But if you don't have the jail beds to hold them accountable over here on the other side, I mean, we're giving probation $6.8 million when we could be taking some of that money and we could have ran the Adult Rehabilitation Center and we would have people incarcerated right now instead of out on the streets continuing to rob. When we have criminals arrested 60, 70, 80 times, look what that one person does to our crime stats here locally. If we had the actual jail beds to hold them accountable, we wouldn't be in this giant mess that we are.
Absolutely. Yeah. I finally found what I was looking for. Why recall Newsom? Sanctuary cities, he violates the federal immigration laws by stating we got sanctuary cities. Highest state income tax in the U.S., highest gas tax in the U.S. Has anybody noticed at the pump lately?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
Oh, but he's going to investigate the gas tax, remember?
Yeah.
Find out why it's so high.
$1 trillion, and it says right on the petition that we've got a balanced budget and extra money. But it's really $1.3 trillion in debt. Reducing support for police, attacking 2A. We got to go to a break.
Yes, we got to go to a break. So if you want to call in, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. It's a Santana kind of day. Yeah, we're like. liking that stuff. I just posted.
I think I'm going to go on a road trip now.
I just posted a link that shows you where to get those petitions if you're looking for them on the recall. It's a little video. I think that'll work. I posted it in the chat room. It's also on my Facebook website. I'll share it again so it comes up to the top of the page. And that gives you the directions on how to get there. Now, looking back at why we're recalling this bonehead, attacking number or the 2A, the bill, we've got Nick back on the line, I guess.
We do, yes.
Yeah,
so we'll get back to Governor Newsom.
Okay.
Stuff.
Hi, I got it. One more, and then we'll go to Nick. Highest homeless population in the U.S.
No.
I know.
Don't say it's true. Who would have? Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I'm back.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark, thanks for kicking in the $25 for a grand prize of $50. You and Terry have one thing wrong with this. It's not just any accomplishment. It's got to be his best accomplishment that has benefited all of Shasta County.
Oh, okay.
Because certainly there's going to be some little ones out there. One gal called and he did something positive to help the community of Old Shasta. And then down here where I live, you know, there was a guy that wanted to change the zoning. He was a fellow country club member of Leonard's. And the whole neighborhood was against it. And, in fact, the planning department came back against it. And Leonard said, no, I like this. Go back and change your mind. And a year later, here comes the planning department, and they're all in favor of changing this zoning. That guy that got the zoning changed, he could call that an accomplishment. So it needs to be something that benefited all of us constituents.
Hmm. Okay.
All of Shasta County.
Like more jail beds, Nick?
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean,
and, you know, if we don't come up with something in a month or so, I think I'll flip it and we'll go with the most detrimental thing Leonard has done for our county.
Well, I'll take your $50 right now and just say, giving the state of California back the $20 million to build the adult rehabilitation center. That was the most detrimental to this county.
Well, I don't know. You know, you've got running off Anselmo, Revenge Anselmo. That was quite detrimental.
that's a little chunk of change.
Hey, you've been looking at this all wrong, Nick.
that guy had dump trucks full of money. You know, he was spending it all here in Shasta County. Local contractors, all man.
Now, here's one way I believe that Leonard Modi has really failed us. Now, this guy was in law enforcement for 31 years. And now he's been a supervisor for 11. You know these people that get stopped on I-5 for drugs, shuttling drugs between Los Angeles and Portland? The Highway Patrol always waits till they get up to Shasta Lake or past Shasta Lake to pull them over. They might know they're smuggling drugs from San Diego. But up there where it's mountainous, these people are lost. They don't know where to run, so that's a good place to pull them over. They get sent to prison. And they're paroled back to our community. Now, wouldn't you think somebody with a law enforcement background would say, hey, this isn't right. This is importing criminals to our community. Wouldn't you think he'd approach the lawmakers and say, hey, you know, these guys need to go back to the origin of the crime? Does that sound logical?
Yeah, it kind of does to me. I mean, but what do I know? I'm not in law enforcement. The only thing about the law I know about is taxes and how to get a ticket.
Well, it seems to me that our local economy is fueled by crime. And, you know, it just seems to me like it's been encouraged for quite a while.
If you own an alarm company or, as I did for many years, installing surveillance cameras, you're making a great living here.
I was thinking of going into building fences.
That, you know, you get that city contract, you'd be a millionaire, Nick.
Isn't that the truth?
That's their answer for everything.
Yes, I know it. And
well, that should be what our whole economy revolves around now is property theft and crime prevention.
Or even go into the hypodermic manufacturing business. Wow. I can't believe, you know, if I was a supervisor, if I was a city council person, I would say, why are we giving them needles? They're just throwing them on the ground. We need to quit giving them needles, and they'll take care of the one needle they got.
Well, Orange County just had a nice ruling on that they said enough is enough. We're tired of these free needle handouts, and they took the state to court and won.
Well, that's
and I think it's something Shasta County should definitely be looking into. If it was an exchange, it wouldn't be near. I see it as just a free needle handout. And this is coming from somebody. Buckets and buckets and out in our waterways, out in our parks and trails, and it's just ridiculous.
I think one bullet in a zip gun might be the handout that needs to go, but just saying.
Chinese justice.
I mean, you know, the thing is that government should never be involved in something like that. They should never be involved in a welfare or charitable giving program of any kind, because all it does is steal from somebody else and promote something to somebody that they shouldn't be promoting in the first place. You know, these people need help. They need to go get help. And that's not at your local pharmacy store with a government-paid needle and a government-paid drug.
You mean get my handout of drugs isn't good for me?
Well, it's not just the handout of drugs. Look at all the different programs we have for people that don't want to work. And I believe I read somewhere where Shasta County is one of the top two or three counties in California that actually encourages people to relocate here.
Well, I mean, we got the highest California, highest poverty rate, highest homeless population, free health care to illegal aliens, releasing violent felons, reducing a host of felonies to misdemeanors. I mean, this is all the stuff that has been promoted here in California. How's it working?
I think if I was a supervisor, I might go to some of these county departments that are administrating those and start walking around and asking some of those chubby people what they do for their compensation.
Nick, we need each department in the county audited. And that's, you know, forensic audit countywide. We talked about that earlier when I called in. There's...
Well, it looks to me like probation is a complete failure.
Well, their track records, when every single time we see a press release from APD, from the Sheriff's Department, from RPD, and it's always one of probation's poster children who was not supervised, who was not looking after, and they end up recommitting crimes.
Yeah, and there's no problem because they don't get in trouble. They don't have enough jail beds. It all goes back to Modi turning down that, sending that $20 million back.
Exactly. Without the jail beds, you've got to have the accountability, and we have no accountability right now. Probation, not necessarily their fault. They have nowhere to put them.
Well, and they created the problem with this whole thing in the first place. You create laws that promote the problem in the first place. You give pills and free drugs to drug offenders. All you're doing is promoting the problem, creating more of an issue, creating the need for more jail space, creating the need for more people to be incarcerated. When you could do the exact opposite, get rid of that crap. You know, make these guys accountable. You know, I'm looking at. Proposition 57, release of nonviolent offenders, for example, but they changed the definition so that they're actually violent offenders.
Yes.
That was kind of like the Safe School Act, which was Prop 47, which had nothing to do with safe schools, but it had everything to do with letting criminals out.
So is that all of these guys are trying to do what they're doing. They want this thing in chaotic form because it's easier to control everything and to stay rich at the top with no accountability. That's what this is all about.
And their kids go to college and they got a job when they get out.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, this is just an absolute, debacle. This is a planned debacle from the left because they want to create the chaos because it's easier through, the old Lenin saying, the old Marxist saying, out of chaos comes order.
Hey, I've got a really heavy question for Dale. I want you to think about this. Now, you're aware of the fact that I caught Donnell Ewert being dishonest with us when he said San Antonio put all their money into navigation and homeless shelters, and they have 1,000 empty jail beds. They, in fact, didn't have to build a jail. And I called down there and found out that that wasn't true. And that's just one example of how this guy, who is persuading the supervisors how to spend the budget money, how much do you suppose stuff like that goes on and money's directed at programs that could go to help other things that really might make a difference here, crime-wise, in Shasta County?
This one's not hard because he also sits on the CCP board, which allocates the AB 109 money, and he has three votes along with him, which outvote our DA, our sheriff, and our chief of police. so it's always 4-3. And they're the ones always allocating the AB 109 money for their little programs and social things with no accountability, when we should be spending that money on out-of-county jail beds. There's room over at Lassen County. And well, it's actually cheaper per night over there than it is in our own jail.
Well, why can't we demand an audit, a real audit? Because these guys aren't going to allow it at this point because they know that there's going to be a bunch of stuff that they find and a little bunch of pet projects and a bunch of people that are getting their palms greased and a bunch of graft going on. I mean, that's really what's happening here, and everybody knows it, but nobody can prove it because these guys are still in charge.
Well, exactly. And Donnell, also, when we talked about doing the navigation center, and then Chief Johnson down at Anderson came up with a plan to put 60 low-level beds along with that for some accountability. And as soon as they wanted accountability, well, Leonard, he apparently wasn't at the meeting, so he threw a fit, and it was in the paper and everything. And then Donnell, they blew up the whole idea. That $1.7 million was reallocated to something else, and the whole project was shut down just because we wanted some accountability.
Well, that's par for the course, and I mean, that's why I think it gets ugly until it gets better. But, you know, and my question to everybody out there is the question that Trump, basically posed to the black community when he was running. What do you got to lose? I mean, you've been running this, letting these guys run this show for how long? And has anything good come out of it? Is the community improved in any way at all?
Our crime numbers don't say that. Our crime numbers have went down, but not significantly as much as other towns. I mean, we're still at the bottom of the barrel for California. Under these same AB 109, under Prop 47, under Prop 57, Redding is the 17th worst city in this entire state.
So what you're saying is Redding is turning into a peephole.
Dale?
Well, we just, you know, $500K for City of Lights, which I think is a great project. It just should have been privately funded. But it also, I think, just made voters pissed off where this county tax is going to have a really hard time passing because of them just continually spending money for their little pet program.
That's the thing. Nobody trusts them, but we do have to go to a
break. We have to go to a break. If you want to hang on, Nick,
we'll
get
you.
Yeah, I've
got another question
or two
I'd like to get out.
All right. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Sold like to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lightning Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Mics are on.
They weren't, but they are now.
We're back. It's 11:37 in the morning, second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for your North State. Your talk radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. And,
We still have Nick on the line, and he did have another question for Dale. So go ahead,
okay.
Nick.
Well, here's the skinny on the contest. I'm going to run it through November. You can pitch your idea to us at the Patriots meeting every Monday night at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road. Just come on down, and we'll be the judge. If nobody comes up with something worthwhile, something that's benefited all of Shasta County, I'm going to donate my $25 to Dale Ball.
Maybe we should
and his campaign.
Well, maybe, thank you, Nick.
Maybe we should do a flyer and... put a flyer on, put it all over town about the contest.
I would encourage everybody to donate to Dale Ball because we need a change.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to this Donnell Ewert and his four votes, Dale, what do you think President Trump's reaction would have been if he caught Ben Carson lying to him about the statistics on homelessness and that kind of stuff?
I think he had a show, and he used to say, what was it on that show?
You're fired.
That's right.
Do you think you can upset his four votes and make a change there? You get on the supervisors?
Well, we can definitely sit these people down and have a talk with them with the direction that we want the county to go. And we need to address the crime problem. We need to address the mental health. I mean, the biggest budget out of the county is down there on Breslauer Way, and all I hear about all over town is the mental health problems we have. I know state law is horrible, but I hear of people getting jerked around down there, not being able to get in, and I just don't think we're running those departments efficiently.
What do you think about the sales tax that they want to do? Where are you standing with that?
I like Nick's plan actually better, where it was just going to go to jail beds. I think this all things for all people starts diluting it. And the fact that we're going to give the city of Reading money off of it, I'm out campaigning, talking to people, and that puts them off right off the bat because the city doing these things like spending the money on lights, spending money on soccer fields, but right. Not putting public safety as their number one priority. I just think they keep recklessly spending. So now they want money from the sales tax, and I just don't think people are buying it. And I think it's really going to put a lot of people off. I mean, we need some extra money for these jail beds, don't get me wrong. But until we have full accountability by both the county and the city.
Yeah, so I'm in agreement with you on that. I mean, it's just like if you give me your checkbook today, I won't. I promise I won't recklessly spend. You know, that's the real deal. They're spending everybody else's money, and they don't give a crap because it's not their money. And you know, so they'll just keep asking for more.
Well, there's not much money in my checkbook, so you're not going to get very far.
I want a raise, Dell.
Hey, I brought up on Terry's show, the city of Reading has an employee whose total compensation in 2018 was $427,000.
Oh, they're not getting paid too much, are they?
You know, and I think there was either 23 or 26 that were making over $300,000. That's their total compensation, all their medical and all that stuff that goes along with it. When your medium income in Shasta County is about $45,000.
You're just a malcontent, Nick. Come on, admit it.
Well, the city and the county here, we, you know, every time they give somebody a raise or a department head, these big department heads get raises, they compare them to cities like Roseville and Bacaville, which is not a fair comparison.
They know what's going on. It's just a big game to keep enriching themselves.
You get a raise up here for the department head, and then Bacaville department heads go to their city council and say, oh, hey, look, I make less than the guy in Reading, and he gets it's a big game.
Well, it's a big game, and then the real deal is they're all getting paid too much, all of them.
Yep.
You know, you got to remember
and
Bell?
And they're going bankrupt.
Remember Bell, California? $500,000 a year, and they're like, what? What's wrong with that?
Well, except for the worker bees. I think the worker bees, when you get down to the guys who are actually doing the work, the guys that are actually getting stuff done in both our city and our county, are actually kind of underpaid.
Well, I mean, there you have it.
Because that's where all the cuts always come from, right? Every time they don't have money, we're going to cut firefighters, we're going to cut police, we're going to cut this. But they never talk about cutting their own pay.
No.
And the guy you're running against for supervisor, let me point out, he is drawing over $250,000 a year. He's getting well over $150,000 CalPERS. It's 186,000 in 2018 CalPERS, and I believe the supervisor is making $55,000. This guy has drawn over $2 million in the last 11 years, and what have we got for it?
Lower golf scores?
Well, lower golf scores.
Well, I'm going to let you go, but, you know, that's some points to think about. And keep the good work up, Dale. I think we can get you in there.
I'm going to, whether I'm elected or not, Nick, I'm still going to be out in the community. I'm going to be out, you know, cleaning up this town and trying to make a difference.
I don't think I can think of anybody that has done more to keep Reading cleaned up than you have. You've probably hauled up 250, 300 tons of homeless garbage.
Well, thank you, Nick, for the support. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Thanks
we do
for
have another
calling.
Caller.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for calling in, Nick. Matt?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Good morning, Matt.
Are you there, Matt? You're on the air.
Hey, you got a question?
Well, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. There's a new ballot measure coming out after Prop 34, I believe it is. They want to remove the voting requirement before they build low-income housing and where they build low-income housing.
I'd say that again. I'm not sure I understand what she said. They want to remove the voting requirements?
Yeah, believe it or not, last night I was sitting here in the power outage, and I'm very political, so I get a lot of survey calls, and they were putting together a ballot measure to remove the voting requirement for building low-income housing.
Oh, I see. And this is at the state level or the county or what?
No, this is state level.
State level.
This is a state level. And I tell you what, after a 15-minute survey, it was all race-based, divide and conquer, asserting that this law, it was a constitutional amendment, that this law was based in racism and this and that and this and that. And believe it or not, it is coming. I believe it's Prop 34.
I'll have to do a little homework on that, and maybe we can follow up next week. But, you know, it's not surprising that these guys want to remove the vote, because then you're right back to the graft and the special interest and the, you know, pack and stack housing, you know, Agenda 21 and all that good stuff, so that everybody can be, you know, living in their little cubicle while they control all the money, and nobody votes on whether they get to control the money.
I always find the irony of affordable housing and something ran by the government to begin with, because I've never seen any government. I mean, our Woodlands project here locally cost over $330,000 per unit. How's that affordable?
Well, can I interject here one more time, and then I'll get off here? The number one driver in housing costs, and I can tell you because I'm in that industry, is government regulations.
Exactly.
Mussolini is—it's a disputed quote—but Mussolini says corporatism, fascism, should be better described as the merger of big government and big business. And I can tell you, a lot of the things that I'm being forced to put in people's homes, they wouldn't pay money for if they weren't being required to.
Well,
yeah, and it probably adds up to a lot of money for them.
Well, it increases the permit cost because as the building costs increase, a lot of the permits are based on various formulas for that, and it's just a big graph system. If you know, I won't be supporting any tax increases at all. The problem is we have a lawless government, and we're facing a without rule of law scenario in our communities because of the level of crime and how those in the government seem more concerned with finding any excuse to rob us.
Well, that's kind of where we're at. I mean, they've been doing a pretty good job of it up to this point.
I would agree. You guys have a good day.
All right,
thanks for calling in. And with that, we need to go to a break. And you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Never let them tell you. It was red and the sky was gray. I wonder how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. Children of the storm begin to wake. Watch out.
United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. I got to finish this list out before we get back to Dale here of Newsom, gruesome Newsom, you know. Okay, so besides releasing violent felons and reducing a host of felons and their charges to misdemeanors that were violent and allowing early release of nonviolent offenders, teachers cannot suspend students anymore for bad behavior. Removal of medical exemptions. On this is SB on the vaccines, SB 276, and so you have no way of protecting your children from these vaccines, you know, from the government unless you homeschool them or pull them, and or move to another state. And so all these you know, what I'm getting across here too is everybody's in the same boat here. It doesn't matter where you're at. We all need to join together forces to get some of these problems solved against the establishment and the government. But voiding medical exemptions, removing body autonomy and the rights of these students, you know, so the government, the state becomes in charge of your medical exemption. Taking Trump off the ballot. Gee, that's got to be constitutional, right? We don't like Trump. Orange man bad. We won't let anybody in California vote, okay? Suspending the death penalty against the will of the voters, pulling $5 billion from road. This is the one that really ticked me off. Pulling $5 billion. Not that the other ones didn't tick me off, but this one just set me off. $5 billion from road repair earmarked from the new gas. So in other words, the new gas tax.
That he's going to investigate.
Took $5 billion from that and that was earmarked for road repair and did something else with it. What a freaking What a Kajini head. So let's talk about where they can pick up your petition, Dell, and then I think we have another caller.
I've got petitions to get my name on the ballot, which would be in lieu of paying a big filing fee, and we're trying to get those hopefully all filled out. And you can sign down at Lucky Miller's at 2225 El Reno, and that would be down off East Side Road. I've also got them out at All Service Propane in Happy Valley. Anybody that lives in District 2 and would be likely to sign one of those, I would
What's
much
appreciate
it. What's
your time limit? When does that have to be turned in? What's
those have to be turned in by November 6th.
So you don't have too much time, a little bit. And so people need to get out there. I'll sign. I'm in District 2.
Well, I think I've got one in my truck.
I'll sign it for you.
And you can also get a pretty mean sandwich down there at Lucky
That's
Miller's,
what
too.
That's we hear.
Oh, boy, their sandwiches are great. The Elk Burger is probably my favorite.
Wow.
Dang it. I was going to stop on my way home, but they're not open on Sunday, folks.
So oh, well. Yeah. Moving right along, we have a caller.
We've got Jimmy on the line.
Jimmy.
Good morning, Dale, Jimmy.
I'll make this lickety-split. Hey, Dale Ball, we really love what you've done for the community. People like Leonard Modi and some of the other people on the City Council and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors have done nothing to curb the crisis that we are facing. You and your people have cleaned up tons of garbage from these homeless camps. And the other thing I want to touch on is you guys were talking about all the stuff, all these new laws in California. Well, it's a magnet for people from out of state coming here, like them making heroin and methamphetamine a misdemeanor. Not only that, stupid laws like having sex with an unconscious person is a misdemeanor now. Mm-hmm. So my comment is there are people coming from all over the place. If you've watched the news on 7R or, you know, these local news stations, some of the people that have been arrested for such crimes have been from, I think the last one was from Virginia, and then the other guy was from Washington State. He attacked a worker at Raley's supermarket on Lake Boulevard, yes. And the police had to basically, you know, draw down on him and then taser him because he had a stick in his hand because he beat this, you know, Raley's person for, I don't know what the reason was, but, you know, we got people from all over the country coming here because they know these crimes are so lax that nothing will happen to them.
Exactly. And here in Shasta County, it seems to be worse than other counties in California because, well, especially in the city of Redding, they just don't enforce the law on a lot of these smaller crimes. I go back to the broken window theory on that. we've also, besides the ones you're talking about, you bring into the mix all the group homes that are bringing these people from outside the area, and it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and one more really, really quick thing, and I'll get off the line. I talked to a law enforcement officer, and you guys might want to check this out, but he said the extradition laws from California to from Oregon and or Washington are there. They don't even want to extradite people out of here.
Well, no, I've got a felon from Alabama wanted on manslaughter. It was in the paper. They arrested him, put him in the jail, and Alabama said, why do we want him? Now he's back camped out in my backyard on the city of Reading property, just waiting, I guess, to kill somebody else.
Yep. All right, Dale, I totally support you, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right, thanks for calling Jimmy.
Well, we got a few minutes left, 4 minutes to be exact. Got anything else we need to cover, Dale?
I guess we could go down a few things here really quick. We talked about the AB 109 money. We need better accountability for that money. We could use some of that money to get out-of-county jail beds. And what that would do, let's just take 20 people that are, I mean, we have jail people in our jail, 5, 6, 7 year sentences. Send them out of county. That would free up 20 jail beds, let's say. We could use 10 of them for the MAP program, which is the medically assisted treatment, get them off the heroin, get them fixed before we put them back out on the streets instead of just turning them out at 2 a.m. and they're looking for their fix. The other 10 beds we could use for the chronic offender program. The chronic offender program has been doing a great job of getting these people who are continually committing 50, 60, 70 low-level crimes. We hold them in jail till they go to court. No more of this little game where they just keep getting released. And then most of them are getting sent to prison, which would free up another jail bed. I think that would be something that we could do in the short term right now to start helping the problem we have.
With that, how can people get a hold of you if they want to contribute?
Contribute to your...
We definitely need donations. This campaign is not going to be cheap. We have a Facebook site. There's a guy with a fake one also, so look for the real one that actually has a lot of followers. I think we're up to about 1,500 people following that page.
And that's the one that has the picture of... make sure we got the right one here, because I'm pulling it up right now. Self-employed Shasta College, is that the one that shows you by the creek bed?
Yes.
Yeah, with the cleaning stuff up, and it says splash on the
Well, no, that's my personal page, I think. Vote Dale Ball. You can just put in Facebook, Vote Dale Ball.
Okay.
I can also be reached 530-351-1557. Those petitions or donations can also be dropped off at Miller's Deli, like I was saying. That's the easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Okay, so I'm going to like your page. I'm going to share your page, and then that's for district run supervisor. The blue sign. Okay, you got the hat with the flag on it, and it says Dell is on the radio. Tune into 1460 AM.
And we're just about over, but they can go back and listen to the archives.
Most definitely go back and listen to the archives. That's the nice thing about this show is even if you missed it, you can go back and listen and hear what we had to say.
Right. Very good. Well, we're supporting you, Dale. We want you to be successful. We need somebody new. And all I have to say to everybody out there is, what do you have to lose? What do you got now? Look what you can get.
We're losing
who actually
cares. Right now, so come on, folks.
I promise I will treat this as a full-time job, and I will be out in the community. I will continue to be out cleaning up trash. I will be earning the money that I'm getting.
With that said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And thanks again, Dale, for coming in. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. You can't.